Okay, so we were discussing last night the greatness of the human body, that the Chazon Ish talks about, even in the context of when things aren't going right. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system that within the structure of the human body, even when there's illness, that the immune system is there. And there are ways where if you have a cut, the body heals itself. Which again, if you think about it, is quite remarkable. Beyond that, even when there are illnesses or something where the body can't do it itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into nature the ability to bring forth whatever refuah is necessary, whether it's the antibiotics, whatever. And again, there's a certain chachma that at times he allows to be revealed in order to be able to appreciate and to bring forth all whatever tikkunim are necessary. So in Oz Zayin, again, it's not right. It's not the whole perspective that he's coming from at this point is sort of trying to be able to look at the world in a vacuum. It's not easy to appreciate that when one is under pressure. You know, the ability to take the opportunity when we don't have the stresses and to be able to appreciate the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us and all of the details and precision with which he made it so that we could be nehenan, and that we could live and we could thrive. So that's the ikar. We try to build up our emunah because it's important be'etzem in and of itself, and then that hopefully supports us through the times that are more difficult. But now he takes on another area that he has not discussed yet in Oz Zayin, which is animals. Right, so he's already spoken about how the whole world itself, in terms of the beauty of the world and the greatness of the world and the things that grow in the world and our bodies on so many different levels, but he didn't make us alone. Balei achayim mishtavim ha'adam b'mivne haguf u'b'chinosav u'skulosav. Animals share the same structure in a certain sense of having, you know, muscles and tissues and skin and organs. There's a lot of common denominators. Again, unfortunately, enough that have led some people to astray in terms of their belief and to think that we could have evolved from that. I can't fully understand it myself, but there certainly is a lot of connection. Chumer gufan, that which their bodies are made of. They're also basar adam. Gid etzem ukrama, their sinews and their bones and their different tissues. Vein balei nefesh chiyunis, and they're alive. Balei chushu ko adam, they sense things. They can sense heat. They can sense pain. They hear. Again, when the animals are scared, they react also. Nizonim k'nevne adam. The same way, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this unbelievable system where we take food, you know, stick it in our bodies, and somehow we're nourished from that. The animals need that also. Balei shnei minim, zachar nekeva. He also created the male and female that the species should continue. Umosar ha'adam min ha'behema. So what way are we different and elevated from the behemos? B'chachma u'bedibor is our ability to speak, and the wisdom that we have. Now, animals certainly have the ability to communicate, but communicating and speaking are not the same thing, right? When Uncle says on Vayhi Adam Nefesh Chaya L'Ruach Memalala, the unique aspect. I'm learning with the women in the mornings now. B'Vavi Mishkan Evna. He talks about this at length, which is getting in touch with the neshama. The dibor is that place. Is at the intersection of our guf, our physical body, and this neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into us. When they joined together, the unique characteristic that was created was dibor. Now we can bring dibor down to the point of being like the animals, and just happens to be we're talking words. But fundamentally, we can do things with our dibor that are very different and much more lofty than the animals can. Balei hachayim misham shemes adam. The balei hachayim, the animals are here in order to serve man. Kamo shor le'ol v'chamor le'masah. Right, we shouldn't feel like we're burdening the animals by giving the animals a load to carry. That's what they were put here for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for us. And by creating the world for us, the animals that were put here are to serve us. It doesn't mean we treat them improperly, but if they can, you know, if you need to get somewhere and there's a horse, the horses can transport you, or whatever it is, particularly it is. Umechinim mazon la'adam, and they help prepare food for people. Chalav u'beitzim, milk and eggs. And then there are other animals from which we get the wool that we need for our clothing. It's part of the system that Hashem put in place for us. And some of them were meant to be food. Again, those are only the kosher animals. The other animals have a different purpose. There's so many different types and different species. And what they need to eat is also different, and that's going to affect, again, if they all had to eat the same thing, then the whole world would have had to be designed differently so that they could have whatever food is necessary. And then there are those that we don't get any benefit from. The animals that tear things apart, the animals of the predators, snakes, and other creepy, crawly types of things. So many of them, we don't necessarily know why they're here. But there are reasons for them. It's unknown to us. But again, maybe the time will come when we discover what the reasons are. Sometimes maybe the only reason is if we need a little bit, you know, Kadosh Baruch wants to send us a little reminder. And, you know, we wake up in the morning with a few mosquito bites. Okay, so hopefully that's a much better reminder than other reminders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could send us. And he created a mosquito to be that messenger. Sometimes that we learn midos. And Chazal clearly did that on many occasions, to learn midos from the ways the animals act. Ukfar rugalnu b'mitziusan. We've become very used to having these animals around, and we feel that the world would be lacking if we didn't have them. We need to have lions and tigers and bears, because, well, you know, what kind of world is it if you don't have lions and tigers? What are they doing for us? I have no idea what they're doing for us, but they that's the way the world is. There is an ecosystem. There definitely is. How, in the end, it all benefits for us. You may have to go several layers down the pyramid or whatever the shape you make the system. Rova hergal and the our getting used to it. Makes regesh ispalus hanefesh haroi mikolchay basher huchay. And this is true of everything. And this is probably true of what everything that he said about the human body also. The more used to things that we get, then we're not moved by it. We don't think of it as being something unbelievable. You know, when you take, as we said one of the other times, if you have a headache and you take a Advil and your headache goes away, we're like, wow, that's unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something that you take it in your mouth and it makes it clears up your head above. That's pretty remarkable. But we're just like, wow, okay, great. Headaches are gone. Move on to the next thing. And we don't really appreciate it. That's why, again, supposed to be that we say Yehi Ratzon when we take medicines. I remember when one of my rebbeim, who tends to be on the more cynical side of things, was describing the greatness of the mashgiach in a certain yeshiva. He said, he even says the Yehi Ratzon before he takes medicine. Again, he was saying it as a shvach, he was saying it as a praise. But he said that somebody could think every time before I take a pill, you know, shatiya isek zeli lirafua, that this should be, you know, realize it comes from above is a level, because we become used to things. And the more we become used to things, we become used to the animals, we become used to all these things that we see, you know, the leaves changing color, all these things. Maybe we appreciate it in the moment, but we don't appreciate the greatness in the overall, we may appreciate the beauty of it. But then we get used to it, and then we don't appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the way that he made this, and the leaves fall off and they grow. It's a whole unbelievable thing. Or the moon, I don't know, I was driving home earlier, and the moon was epis down there and was huge, and now it's over there and tiny. I don't know, I don't know how all these things work, but it's beautiful to see. But we don't often stop to think about it. And then when we see something abnormal or out of the ordinary, so then we're moved. Right, the first time you see, I don't know, whatever animal it is, you know, it impacts you. Okay, so you see the elephant or the monkey or, I don't know, the other types of strange animals that Chazal described, the Adnei Asada and other ones. If you saw those, you certainly would be, you would have a lot of hispagos. And that's going to lead into what he's going to talk about next time. So I'll just say it briefly, but we'll talk about it more next time. But whenever we see, we become moved or surprised when we see things that aren't normal. So when you see something which is, you know, very small, very tall, a midget, a giant, these things, so suddenly we pay attention. But he says it's not a shvach. I mean, the reason that we pay attention is because of what he calls a dimyon. I don't know if dimyon exactly means imagination or not, but he's juxtaposing it to being seichel. It doesn't come from rigorous intellectual type of thought. It's because it's nice. It's more like, you know, it's a nice. It's strange. It stands out. There's no depth to that. So even when we're moved by those things, it's not because there's no reason, b'etzem, that we should be more moved by seeing an elephant than by seeing a chicken. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unbelievable creations. But when we become used to things, it's harder to see. But when we try to spend time and think about it, then hopefully we can get that perspective. And Be'ezras Hashem, I think we will continue on Monday. I'm not around tomorrow night or Thursday night.